This call is being recorded.
Now be aware of your heart center, especially in the high heart just above it. So the fourth chakra, the heart center, is a blue-green color. And then the high heart center just above it, a beautiful magenta color. See that high heart center, this beautiful magenta center. See it as if there were a doorway there. And you're opening the door. On the other side of the door is this beautiful, beautiful magenta light coming from it. Feel yourself being drawn into that beautiful magenta light, into that high heart center. Feel yourself becoming one with that center. Then from that center, see that magenta light pouring out from the center, out through from your body, out into the room, wherever you are. Beautiful magenta light spreading everywhere around you, room, the building, outside of the building, spreading, spreading. At the same time, be aware of that wave of energy that is approaching the planet, has been coming from deep out in the galaxy, has entered the solar system, is still at this time approaching the planet Earth, planet Gaia. See this wave of energy now coming to the Earth, moving across the planet, mingling with that magenta energy as well. Energy spreading everywhere across the planet, bringing consciousness, higher vibration along with it, bringing love with it. So that love is spreading everywhere. Every life form with consciousness is feeling that energy, that love, that expression, whatever way they would feel it at the time. Feel it they shall. For it is meant for all life to experience this wave of energy, this wave of love. Love incarnated itself. As it continues to spread, engulfing the entire planet. Yourselves now from wherever you find yourselves, begin to drift back. Some of you may never have left your physical body. Others of you may have drifted off. Let yourselves come back now to your physical form. Move back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Yeshua. It's wonderful to be with you here in this day, this time that is approaching now, which you call your Christmas holiday. What indeed is Christmas? Is it a celebration of my birth? Those 2,000 plus years ago? Or is it so much more than that? And as many of you ask that question within yourself, you already know the answer. For many across the planet celebrate it as, this is a celebration of my birth. But is it a celebration of my birth as Yeshua? Or is it a celebration of the birth of the Christ consciousness within each and every one of us? That, my friends, is the answer. For it is a celebration of the Christ within all of us, that consciousness that is even now coming over more and more and more people across the planet, coming over and imbuing them with this energy, this higher energy, this higher love energy that we have all had. It's not something that is foreign to us. We've all had it before. And actually, it has never left us. But the mind, the programming within the mind has changed it so that it believes that the Christ consciousness and the body and the consciousness within the body are separate, and they are not. We have always been one with this consciousness, for we are love incarnate. We were born in love, we live in love, and we move on from existence to existence in love. And that has never changed and never will change. But it is, again, only the mind and the programming within the mind that has altered this to believe that we are separate, and we are not. This day, this Christmas morning that is approaching, is a celebration of life. It's a celebration of love, and it's a celebration of peace across the planet. That is what this is all about. Peace and love being shared across the planet. So when you wake on that Christmas morning and you look out upon the outside of wherever you find yourself, see the beauty that is outside. See and feel the love that is all around you. And go into that day with that understanding, with that joy. Literally, let there be joy in your life at that time. Sing the Christmas carols, if you will. Feel the energy as you sing those Christmas carols. They are meant for so much more than just rote memory of singing them. For when you sing certain ones of them, it brings back that knowing within you, that knowing within you that is that love incarnate. And then as you go out through the day and you spend your time with your families, spread that love to your family. Spread that light to your family. Do not become engaged in anything that would be of negativity. If they would bring negative, you bring positive. You bring light wherever you possibly can. And if it is not possible to do so, then simply step out of the picture. Do not become engaged in anything that is of negativity on this day, for it is about sharing peace and love across the planet. That's what Christmas is all about. And that's what we, those of us together, those of us, the light workers, warriors, sharers, and bearers, that is what we are all here to do, is to continue to share the love and the light in any way that you know that you can do it. But simply do it. Simply be the light. You do not even need to worry about sharing it in any specific respect. Just simply be the light. Be the light to your neighbors. Be the light to your families. For if you are the light, they will see that shining example in front of them. They will see that shining countenance come over you. Even if for just a moment, they may even begin to remember. And in that moment that they begin to remember, begins an awakening process in each one of them. That's what this is all about, awakening the Christ consciousness across the planet. I am Yeshua. All of my love and peace be with all of you as I leave you this day. But always remember that I am so close to you, each and every one of you. Always been and always will be. Peace and love. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here with you to continue on. And we just have to say here, we hope you are not expecting the nativity scene or anything of this nature for Yeshua to share, for that has been shared many times. He was not here to share his birth. He was here, as he said, to share the birth of the Christ consciousness. And that, as he said, also is what this is all about. So do you have questions here for one who serves? Shoshana is not here in the room at this time, so it is just us here. Hopefully that will be sufficient for you for your questions, if you have questions. Anyone out there on the phone that wants to ask questions? You can unmute your phones now.
That were emailed in, if we can start with that, please.
Yes, please.
All right. This is from our dear David Quinones. He has two questions. What is going to happen to retirement pension accounts, 401k savings, or market share accounts from companies to their respective employees after the transition to RV or DCR? Will they still hold and honor those accounts to then, or would they be cashed out then?
First of all, without getting into exact specifics of this question, for this is not only for this one who asked this, but for many who wonder about this in terms of your, as being said here, 401k retirement programs, your savings programs, your stock programs, all of these things are a part of the process, a part of the transition that you are moving through. So simply because that you have these various accounts and these things does not mean that they will disappear, although the stock market, as you understand it, will cease to exist. You will not have the stock market because that is a completely manipulated system based on the old financial fiat system, the debt system here that you have had for so long. And that will not continue. It certainly is going to be replaced by what you are hearing now as a new quantum financial system, and that is correct. That will replace everything. And those savings accounts that you have and all of this will not go away. In fact, it will be enhanced. It will be enhanced many times over as the transition continues through. Many will receive monies from different aspects, you might say, of the program that is in place here and will be rolled out when the time and the vibrations increase enough for this to occur. Before this can happen, though, those of the dark forces must be completely or nearly eradicated from the picture here, in whatever way that is chosen to be so. So do not be concerned about this. This will all be a part of the transition process and will continue to allow for those of you, certainly the light workers and warriors, will have ample amounts of money, you might say, to continue you through this transition. And those that are not part of this will also see the many benefits of the new financial system as well, especially in terms of debt ratification and all of this type of thing. Okay?
Thank you. I'm sure that'll ease his mind. His second question is completely different. Can you tell us about who is Commander Thyron? Spells is T-H-Y-R-O-N. They say he is an ambassador that is coming to break the seal of silence.
There are a great deal, many ambassadors, you might say, that are in the process of being a part of this transition and will be introduced as the times come. To specifically speak of one, that particular one that you are asking about goes by many different names. So there is not just this one name only here for this one. We cannot give you more directly on this other than this is a real person and has a responsibility, you might say, in the transition as it continues through here and will be a part of the process, and yes, as ambassador to the earth from many of the different planetary councils here. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you. And then we have a very interesting question that comes from our brother, Ali. He says he was in a guided meditation with the Sister of the Rose group, and one of the other participants brought her personal crystal and stone skull collection, and she had them in a circle on the ground. And as soon as she placed the skulls there, Ali felt the energy coming from the skulls. During the meditation, we went to the pyramids in Egypt and we focused on the lion statue. We went through an opening between the lion's legs and went almost 1 mile down where there was a room with shelves full of skulls. As soon as we were in the room, I was face to face with a 4 to 5 foot sized skull with an alien type face, narrow at the bottom and white at the top. The skull said, "Finally, you come to get us. You are our liberator." Then I walked past the other skulls and took one in my hand. This one said the same thing. "Please release us from this place. You are our liberator." He goes on to talk about some other things, but his question is, what is my connection with these skulls and my possible task of freeing them? What was the meaning of the light in that narrow opening? Oh, I should have mentioned that. He said he went. He had to focus on a small opening in the wall and go into the opening. And when I was in it, there was light everywhere. So he's asking what the meaning of the light was, as well as what's his connection with the skulls, please.
What we can tell you about these crystal skulls is there is a replication of these many different places here on the planet at this time. And they are ancient. They come from ancient technology, ancient civilizations, even prior to Atlantis, although they were prominent in use in Atlantis here as well. But they come from much further beyond that in terms of time and space here as well. And these particular ones here are important in the sense that they are, when they are speaking about releasing, they are speaking about releasing from the denseness here of the three-dimensional illusion. And they are asking for the release from this and to be able to return to their higher dimensional frequency. They are consciousness within these particular skulls. You must understand that. In a sense, they are alive. That is difficult for the three-dimensional consciousness to understand, but they have a consciousness imbued within them. And they are, again, asking to be released from this dense three-dimensional illusion or veil that is here. And your connection, this one who asked this, has a connection to this, certainly. Otherwise, this question would not come up. And they have a connection to these ones coming from long before, again, long before Atlantis, coming from other civilizations here. That is all we can say. Of course, of the light here, the light coming in is symbolic of the light coming in and nothing more than that.
Hey. You're leaving?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. I might watch a little of the game and then head out.
Okay. Does somebody have their line open they want to ask?
Would there be any other questions here now at this point?
Yes. I'd like to speak. This is Catherine, please.
Yes.
There was one morning I was in a twilight state between awakening and sleep. And so I've been kind of wondering. And there was a flash of an avian head, not the whole body, just the face, just a like a millisecond of a flash, and I've been asking what that might be, so I'm asking for some clues on what that might mean for me, and it would be a benefit for me to pursue further investigation or self-inquiries.
The idea that you are even asking this question should answer the question for you. Because you, as you ask this question, you already know that you need to pursue further in looking into this. If you wish to have your three-dimensional consciousness satisfied in this case. Otherwise, then there is no need to move on with that, because then it simply just is. But if the three-dimensional consciousness does want to pursue further, then simply, yes, look into those of the blue avians, those of the guardian race that has come back here, and what has also been called the Ra, R-A, Ra, or the Ra Collective. And this can be helpful to you as you look into this and to know your connection in the way that it is meant for you to connect here. We cannot give you too much more on this because it must come from your own research outside of yourself in terms of your looking up what is available to find here in this, but also your research going within and remembering yourself. That is the most important research that you can do. Go within and remember the records within.
And that makes sense in some regard because what I have learned thus far, that they're observers and they're peaceful beings. And essentially that I can connect with that personally for myself. And that's been my walk in this lifetime. So that's the connection I make at this time. And thank you for what you have given me. I appreciate you.
Yes, very good. Would there be any other questions here now?
I have a question.
Yes.
Now, go ahead, the other person, please.
No, go. It's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. So 3 days ago on Thursday here in Vancouver, we had a mini storm. And that night, the night between Thursday and Friday, it was like a confusing dream with animals and stuff. And I was between dream and awaken state. And someone or something was in my bed. And the presence was really very big. But of course, it scared me to death who is there. And I think what I'm getting, it's not very clear from it, but it could be, I don't know, the higher self or soul or shots of my soul coming back, or I don't know. So is there anything that's appropriate for me to know now about this, that presence or that part that came in on that time? Thank you.
All this is, as we have been saying for some time now, the glimpses that are coming to more and more of you, that you are seeing beyond the veil, you are seeing interdimensionally, and this is going to happen more and more and more. And if you feel fear when this happens, then it will go away. It is, but it is not something to fear. It is just something to be observant of, knowing that you are beginning to see through the dimensional barriers here. That is all we can say on this.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, the other one had a question here.
Yes, this is Cynthia.
Yes, yes, Cynthia.
I had a dream this morning. I was in a light sleep, and it's kind of a confusing dream, but I was with a group, a spiritual group, and, of course, James was there. And I was seemed to be meeting like my twin flame, but in just a normal body, and I couldn't touch him, and he was teaching. And then there was like my multidimensional selves in some of the bodies. These were just little glimpses in the dream. But at one point, everybody was sitting outside, and that were really spiritual, and they all stuck their heads at the same time down completely in the sand and held them there. And I didn't do it because I didn't think I'd be able to breathe, but everybody was fine. But they stuck their heads down, and they said it had something to do with the crystal grids. I didn't quite understand that part of the dream. Could you tell me anything about it?
As we search into this, dear one, Cynthia, we find a connection to your what we call it here, where you come from, in terms of your connection to that level of yourself that has does not become a complete part of you in this expression here in this life, if you understand what we are saying.
Yes,
and the idea of those that are putting their head in the sand, what does that mean in your vernacular, in your understanding? Putting their head in the sand, not wanting to see what is out there, what is being shown here. And you yourself did not do this, so you were not putting your head in the sand. In fact, for once, and we will say this very directly here, for once in your life, you are opening your eyes. You are realizing what is really there and ready to express and ready to move on. And that is what is being expressed here. Those others placed their heads in the sand and covered it up, just as you always would have before. But you are not doing that anymore. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. That sounds very promising to me. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, this is Vidya. I would like to ask a question.
Yes.
This morning on my meditation, I was asking the question, what is the relationship between the heart and the mind connection that people talk about it, and I didn't really understand much. But when I was on my meditation, I kind of triangulated my heart chakra with my throat chakra, with my pineal gland, and also with my third eye. And I make like a triangle. And I don't quite understand, or maybe I do. I just wanted to learn more about it, that there is a very important energy there for me that is included through my throat chakra, because that's how I can speak out my truth. And I am not quite understanding, but that's the question is this has something to do with the Trinity?
Not so much with the Trinity, no, but it is important in terms of when you have the heart-mind connection, it is also important to have the will center, that throat center you are speaking of, to speak out, to speak out the will, that the will create the connection between the heart and the mind, so that the transition within self can continue to move on. And this is important here, that the heart-mind connection be created. This is why we have been doing this with this group for so long here, in bringing this connection together. You already have the mind part of this, many of you, that you are operating in your mind, but many have not operated within their heart. And it is important to bring the two together. And of course, when that comes together and the will center is operating properly, then it also opens up that third eye center as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any other further questions here before release, child?
Yes, one who serves. This is Lorelei. Good day to you. I have recently taken a little extra position for some extra money, substitute teaching, and I'm actually a certified teacher, and I'm going into this situation. I had the first day there with the young people of the middle school age, and it is a very sort of, I would say, troubled district. It's a very troubled individuals who have probably been through a lot of adversity, if you will. So what I noticed is that in my one day so far with them, and there'll be several, I guess, a couple of weeks with them or maybe more, is that, they're just off the wall, wild. Their entire time is just spent trying to manage behavior. And of course, I'm looking to work on that. But I'm looking for some guidance in terms of the way to work with them, because I'm not comfortable with, first of all, the control tactics that many teachers will use. And we're looking toward the future, and I have this sense maybe that some of them are really getting it, that like this school, in some ways is not providing for me. It's not the wave of the future. And also I'm not interested in the reward and punishment system that's in place there. I'm thinking of more of maybe a solidarity in trying to bring the students to actually themselves demand better behavior from their peers. Do you have any words of guidance for all of us in these professions now on this?
What we can tell you again is this is part of transition that is occurring here, and your educational process that you have now will be completely curtailed and changed over as the changeover happens. And the way that this education occurs at this time will not be the way it will be. You will not have the punishment reward system as you declared here. But for now, as you are approaching this, you are in, what is your saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. So if you want to keep the job, if you want to be able to work there, you need to work somewhat within the parameters that they have given. But if there is some leeway that is available, then you will can find follow your inner guidance that will take you in the direction that you need to go here. And you will know that as you do it. But simply go through the process as you need to. And but if you do what is called rock the boat too much, then you will not be, be in that boat very long.
Yeah, that, yes, I definitely do. I can definitely rock boats. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. Would there be any other further question here? Then we are ready to release channel here.
Can I ask a question?
We, you already did ask one question before.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. We know we need to move on here, release channel here now. So when, as you go through the, your Christmas holiday here and your, and with your time with your families and friends and neighbors and all of this, go in light, be the light, as Yeshua said, be the light, be that Christ light within you. And as you do that, you will find that even just a little glimmer here and there may appear as you are being what you, you say that you are. So be it. Don't just say it. Be it. That is important. And now we release channel. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.